Welcome to the Lending Lowdown. I'm CJ Doherty, Director of Analysis at LSEG LPC. Today, we're going to be talking about digital assets financing. Digital assets are very topical these days, given it's an industry which is expected to continue growing at a rapid rate and impact our lives both at home and at work. And so the huge growth in AI applications and data consumption is driving the need for financing of digital assets. And so to shed some light on this topic, I'm happy to be joined by Richard Leong, senior reporter at our sister company, IFR. Welcome, Richard. Thanks for joining me.
Great, CJ. Thank you for having me.
Richard, I want to start by asking, can you provide an overview of what's driving interest and money into the area of digital assets financing? In my introduction, I mentioned the growth in AI applications and data consumption, but can you provide more details on, what's providing the impetus here?
I think there's been so much talk and excitement about the use of AI. So that's been sort of added an additional layer of interest from investor base and just even folks like you and I ourselves, just to just get a better sense of this grappling of the AI revolution, as is often being referred to. As we know, businesses, banks, for example, are leaning more heavily to AI, for example, for things like mortgage approval and credit card application. Even outside the financial sector, AI's potential is being talked about maybe to help doctors to make diagnosis faster and more accurately. So there's just a lot of excitement right now on the business side, but also on the consumer side in general is the usage of data, just how you and I are just using our phone constantly for various things. I mean, especially things like home entertainment, streaming movies, streaming games, and just even things like doing simple more searches to look for bargains online or booking a reservation for flights and for hotels. And to accompany that is also that companies are running the AI application to track all the searches that we're doing online. So there's just a lot of expectation that the trend of just being online, both for businesses and as consumer, are just going to continue to grow in the foreseeable future.
Okay, great. And what industries are seeking funding? Where's the demand coming from here?
I think the ones that I've been keeping my eyes most closely on are industries like data centers, telecommunication company that operate fiber optic networks, and also just anything that's sort of involved with the building and the plumbing of the whole, internet ecosystem that we live in right now. They also include things like just even makers of semiconductors and servers that make our whole virtual world run.
Yeah, it's always good to try and put a number on it to help provide some context. So what is the estimated size of the need for funding and investments when it comes to digital assets?
The forecast figures for this part of the market is just quite staggering, some of them. The IMF recently did a study that was just saying to just bring the whole entire global operation to be online, we need at least $418 billion. The estimates of $5.5 trillion to $6.5 trillion that's needed to build new data center to support the potential use of AI applications.
Okay, great. So that's a very substantial amount, Richard. What form will funding take for the rising CapEx needs to build these assets? Will it be bank lines, loans, bonds, securitization?
A good overview and breaking down of the funding, we're seeing banks obviously in play here. The funding these businesses are working capital, like bank lines and revolvers. And we have seen, a lot of headlines about private credit and even insurers stepping in to provide longer term capital to fund this tremendous amount of money needed in this space. And for the capital market, which is my focus, there's just increasing use of securitization to term out loans for these players, which the use of them is essentially to offload some of their risk and also to enhance the returns on their investment with additional leverage.
Yeah. And is the demand for financing global? Are we seeing it across regions?
It's fair to just say it is a global phenomenon. Obviously, the more developed areas of the world with a lot of developed infrastructures, like in the US and Europe and parts of Asia, obviously there's a lot of funding going to build more data centers and try to upgrade their fiber optic networks. But there's also developments in parts of Africa and Latin America, for instance, that's also very much trying to catch up with what's happening to the rest of the world.
And final question I want to ask is, you know, given the amount of energy consumption when it comes to powering digital assets, are there concerns around sustainability?
Those concerns are real, and the tremendous amount of energy that data centers in particular uses is a concern for investors and just for anyone that is watching the growth of this industry. In 2022, just to cite a figure, we're talking about data centers are consuming 2% of the world global electric output. And to kind of put that in perspective, going in a few more years, data center power consumption is going to grow to 1,000 terawatt hours, which is basically equivalent to the electric usage of all of Japan. And that figure was coming from the International Energy Agency. So people are watching very closely about the data consumption from data centers going forward. Some of the other concerns, just to add to the energy consumption, is simply just the location of these data centers, for instance, just because they're not the prettiest looking buildings if you ever driven or been in one. And the cost and timing of replacing like older copper networks with fiber optics. And just also another concern is about the limited supply of these kind of rare earth materials that's needed to make things like semiconductors and other sort of parts that needs to operate some of these facilities.
On that note, we'll wrap up for today, and we'll certainly be keeping a close eye on the growing market for financing digital assets. Richard, thanks very much for sharing your insights with us, and I look forward to reading more of your reporting on this topic.
Thank you so much.
And thank you all for tuning in. I invite you to check out IFR's coverage of digital assets financing and indeed the broader capital markets at ifre.com and follow them on X at IFR Tweets. I'm CJ Doherty. Subscribe to the Lending Lowdown on your favorite podcast platform.
When you contribute your fixed income deals to LSEG, they'll reach over 500,000 buy and sell side professionals around the world and be included in our industry-leading league table rankings. To ensure we're capturing your entire deal flow, visit contribute.lseg.com/FI signup or contact our team at contribute@lseg.com. Make your deal count.